You said in this population, is there reason to believe the vaccine effectiveness will be different here in the U.S. than it is in South Africa?
Yeah, so this new data comes with a big caveat. In South Africa, many, many people have been exposed to the virus. Some studies estimate that nearly 90% of people have been infected over the course of the pandemic. And the study didn't take this into account. Because here's the thing about prior infections. Scientists know now that when you get COVID, it's almost like you get an extra dose of the vaccine. Right. An infection can really help the immune system learn to fight off the virus, like the shot does. And several studies have shown that if you've had an infection and then get the vaccine, you are much better protected compared to somebody who has only had two shots of the vaccine.
So are you saying the effectiveness of the vaccine against Omicron could be less here in the U.S. than it is in South Africa?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's right. For people who've only had two shots and not a prior infection, the vaccine might not work as well, especially when it comes to fighting off an infection. It could actually be lower than 30% here in the U.S.
Then what about boosters? Is there any evidence that they could help here?
Yeah, so this new study didn't look at the effect of a third shot. South Africa hasn't had the opportunity to roll out boosters yet. However, another study from the laboratory did suggest that boosters could help restore some of the vaccine's effectiveness, at least over the course of a few months or so. So getting a third shot is really your best chance at warding off Omicron and Delta and preventing severe disease.
I happen to have my appointment for my booster today. So
that's great news, Rachel.